So we have reached the autumn of 1886 and the wedding of the Belgian violinist Eugène Isaïe. He was raised near Liège, and his fellow Belgian composer and older friend, César Franck, gave him as a wedding gift this sonata in A major as well, same key as the Brahms sonata, probably chosen for the same reasons, or not exactly, but because it is a key of love. Anyway, I imagine, because apparently Isaïe sight-read it in his own wedding, and this particular sonata starts almost like a gentle inviting dance. It's like gesture towards romanticism. And then comes a second movement, which is quite radically different. It is almost like a warning from César Franck. Okay, you get married, but it starts so well that you know what could happen after a while. And the second movement has every, it is passionate, it is desperate, it's sadistic even some places. It is really bursting with so much emotion, it's almost unbelievable. Not a typical movement for a wedding gift, would you say? Then, of course, a beautiful and meditative recitativo third movement. And then the last movement is actually built not on a melody composed by César Franck, but actually the town song of Liège, which, of course, then Isaïe would also recognize. And it's masterly built as a canon. But one time in Norway, in a small village, they had a review in the local newspaper, and they said that this César Franck sonata was a pretty good piece. It was just a pity that the violinist and the pianist was one bar apart most of the last movement. But anyway, enjoy this masterpiece of the repertoire.